So Srila Prabhupada's books are being distributed every day, and one of the persons who's very responsible for that activity and gives us all great joy to know that whatever maya that we're all in, there's at least one person out there in the front lines distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So I'd like to hear from Rigupati at this time, give his homage to Srila Prabhupada.
So continue doing Sankirtan and you'll be victorious. And that was it. That's all he said. And that was the end of the class. And then I yeah, and I was sitting there, I was Bhakti Jeff at the time. I hadn't been initiated. And I said, that's kind of like, well, totally like, bamboozled. And I started thinking, what just happened? Did I just get chastised? Or I don't know what happened. And I was kind of like, and then devotees started coming up to me, different devotees came up and said, oh, congratulations, Papa Jeff. He just, I said, you just got a personal instruction from Srila Prabhupada. So I thought, okay. And anyway, I told this story because two reasons. One is, it's like, you know, genuine, bona fide, it's like a real thing. Something really happened. Genuine Prabhupada, chaos line. And also, I'm still doing Sankirtan somehow or another. So, you know, I don't know if it was something there. So that's really one. I have one other association with Prabhupada, but that's, I don't know anything else other. Okay. In 1976, I had the good fortune of being able to go to Mayapur for the festival, and that was a really special year. That was, you know, it was a very big festival, and Prabhupada conducted an initiation ceremony in the temple room on the morning of Gopurani, and there were like 100 first initiates. That year, a lot from Tamakrishna Maharaj's Radha Damodar Party. Tamakrishna Maharaj was in charge of the Radha Damodar Party at that time. And so Prabhupada conducted that initiation, and there were 15 devotees that got second initiation, and then 6 sannyas initiations. So the reason was that after the ceremony took place in the temple in the morning, the devotees who received second initiation. I was one who was supposed to go up and sit outside Prabhupada's room in that Buddhist building. They still maintain that room, that small room there. So we did. There was about 15 of us, and we went up after lunch sometime and sitting outside Prabhupada's room. And one by one, they were calling the devotees in. Second initiation, Prabhupada did it on the thread. And repeated, had the devotees repeat the Gayatri mantra. And some of the devotees actually had a little conversation, because if each devotee would come out, we would, you know, the rest of us would still out there, would ask, oh, well, what happened? You know, and, you know, the devotee would tell them, Papa did this. And one devotee was on them, was saying, Papa, yes, no, what is your service? And he told them, what did your father do? And so this is going to be very nice. You know, my services and the tunnel. So, Papa, I bring the book distribution. I'm distributing your books. And where's your father? Oh, he's just an electronics company. So, you know, I'd be impressed, you know, by me and by the whole thing. Anyway, so I was one of the last devotees to get asked, you know, called number 13 or something like that. I'm not sure what it was. Anyway, finally, they called me in. So, Krishna was actually Prabhupada's secretary. He was standing, you know, just imagine Prabhupada sitting here and heading, and kneel down next to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, Krishna was just kind of looking up in the corner of the room, looking, you know, it's not a very big room, it wasn't very far away. It was, you know, like the door, me, Prabhupada, Krishna over there. So, Prabhupada had to kneel down and he had the Brahmin spread on. And he said, okay, now I'm going to show you how to count on your fingers. So, okay, so watch. So he held out his hand, and he went. The way you do it. And Papa said, okay, let me do it. I said, okay. And he said, no. That's not right. No. Watch again. I did it again. Yeah. He did it. And he said, okay, let me try. And he said, okay. And I got it wrong again. And this Papa looked at me and he said, what are you stupid? About that loud. About like that. And I went, I basically kind of went semi-shock. Because I had never, I'd never been in Prabhupada's presence like one-on-one like that, you know, like person to person. This is the first time, and probably not figured it was 1976, and I thought it would be like the one and only time I'm ever going to be personally there and have been out some personally associated with Shola Prabhupada. And I thought I was expecting all the houses on the team. And that's what happened. And then so I really didn't know what to do. I just like, I think, nose in my mouth, I'm wide open. But I had to do something because Prabhupada wasn't letting me off the hook, you know? He was expecting some sort of an answer. And because he looked at me and said, "What are you, stupid?" And I had to do something. I wasn't supposed to just sit there and say nothing, you know? So I just started apologizing profusely. I said, "Oh, sure, Prabhupada, I'm so sorry. I don't understand why I couldn't get out of there. I guess I'm just, this is the first time I've ever been in your personal presence, and I guess I'm just so nervous. I'm not getting out of there. I just can't think straight on it." I said, "Please show me again. I promise I'll pay really careful attention to get it. Please show me. You know, I promise." You know, like that, just kind of apologize and beg him to show me again. And he did. He was kind of like, his mood didn't change. He just didn't go over the one word. He just was like, still very, okay, now watch again. And he did it. And I don't think I ever prayed to Krishna so intensely before. Nor will I ever, again in my life, pray to Philip. I just prayed so hard to, you know, for what you've done. Please, just get this right, you know. And Papa did it, and he said, "Okay, now you do it." I couldn't even dare to think what if I got it wrong again. Anyway, so he said, "You do it." And I did it, and I guess I got it right. Papa didn't say, he didn't say, "Yes, very good, you got it right." Just a little bit. And he said, "Now repeat after me." And so I got the rest of that. So then he said the first Gayatri mantra word by word, and he had me repeat each word after me. And he did the first mantra, he did the second mantra, and then halfway through the third mantra, I was repeating it word for word, about halfway through the third mantra, he just went like this. And he didn't say anything more. And then Pushya Krishna from across the room said to me, he said, "You can go now." And I looked at, I was there right next to Prabhupada, but Prabhupada didn't speak to me, so I didn't say anything to Prabhupada. So Krishna, he spoke to me, so I said, "But Prabhupada hasn't finished." And Pushya Krishna, he looked and said, "Well, I'm sorry, he indicated he's finished." So I said, "Oh, okay." So I just paid my obeisances and I backed out of the room. And just kind of crawled out of the room backwards. And that was it. And that was my last and only association. I thought about it a lot. It took me 20 years before I could even mention this kind of what else. Because I've told the story for about 20 years. I thought about quite myself for the first time in New York. But I thought of it. I think there are various reasons that I could come up with why something like that happened. It's all my speculation. I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to mention, but I deserved it. I know I deserved it. And, nothing directly to Prabhupada led up to that, but there were some things that led up to that, I could think of possibly as Krishna. Spiritual master is the external manifestation of the super soul. So I needed to be kind of humbled and chastised and Krishna arranged me to get that through the best possible way. So anyway, it's my best times.